And I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, Conrad. Hello, Cameron. How are you?
Good.
Good. Have either of you ever gotten a gift before? When did you get a gift before? Your mommy gave you a present before? When did she give it to you? For your birthday, maybe? For your birthday? And what happens when you get a gift? Does somebody give it to you, and they sort of put it in your hands, and then you open it? That's typically what happens. Well, I've been thinking a lot about communion lately, because in just a few days, we're going to hear the story of the very first communion, when Jesus was with his disciples and gave them the bread and the wine. And sometimes when we come forward for communion, and you did this without me ever having to tell you, how do you put your hands when you come for communion? Do you go like this? Yeah, just like that? Well, the reason that we do that is because when we come forward for communion, we are receiving a gift. And when we receive a gift, we don't come up and take it and kind of snatch it away. We open our hands so that we can receive it. Because Jesus is giving a very special gift in that bread and that wine. He's giving us his very presence so that when we eat it, he goes inside of us and he helps us to love other people. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about communion and what a gift it is and how we're going to think about it this week. But also every Sunday, whenever you guys come forward, I see you do this. And it was just so special to me because you already knew what to do. You receive it, right? We don't take it. We receive it, just like a gift. Yeah. Do you have any questions, Conrad? No? Well, then let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for communion. Help us to gratefully receive the bread and the wine, which is your presence for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seats. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.